Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. When Desire Feels Out of Reach by Lisa Welsh. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Lisa Welsh shares simple steps to reconnect with your partner and rebuild intimacy when life circumstances create emotional or physical barriers. There are seasons when intimacy feels out of reach. After breast cancer, it's common to face changes in your body, energy, emotions, or sense of self that make desire harder to access. If you felt disconnected from your partner, you are far from alone. And most importantly, you are not broken. Desire can be rebuilt. It might look different than before, but it can return in ways that honor who you are now. Rethink desire. Films make desire look instant. Eyes meet, sparks fly, passion follows. In real life, especially after illness, it's rarely that simple. Many people experience what's called responsive desire, arousal that grows only after closeness has already begun. This means you may not feel desire until you're already cuddling, talking, or sharing a quiet moment. Understanding this can ease the pressure to feel in the mood right away and allow intimacy to emerge more naturally. Safety and emotional closeness come first. Before intimacy can feel possible, emotional safety needs to be in place. That sense of being respected, being listened to, and valued is what allows your body and mind to soften into closeness. If stress, fear, or tension are running high, desire will struggle to surface. Small, steady gestures can help. Sitting together without distractions, sharing something new about your day, or offering a gentle touch with no expectations. These quiet acts of care are the groundwork for intimacy. Everyday ways to reconnect. Reconnection doesn't need to mean rushing into sex. Togetherness itself is a form of intimacy and it can be woven into daily routines. Take a walk while holding hands. Cook a meal side by side. Watch a favorite show and sit close. Lie back to back in bed and breathe together. These small moments build a sense of us again with no pressure and no performance. Explore pleasure gently. Pleasure is not limited to sex. It's found in comfort, touch, and sensory experiences. Run a warm bath. Wrap yourself in a soft blanket. Play music that soothes you. Offer each other a gentle massage or experiment with textures like silk, cotton, or scented lotion. Some couples find sensate focus helpful, a simple practice where you take turns giving and receiving touch with no goal other than noticing what feels pleasant. Exploring pleasure this way can ease you back into connection with your body and with each other. Say the words out loud. Talking about intimacy when things have changed can feel awkward, but silence often creates misunderstandings. Your partner may be wondering if they've done something wrong. A few gentle words can open the door to understanding, such as, "I miss feeling close to you, even if it looks different now," or, "Touch feels different right now, but I still want you near me." You don't need to solve everything in one conversation. Honest, kind words are often enough to bring relief and reassurance. Be patient with the process. Rebuilding intimacy takes time. Some days touch will feel welcome, other days it won't, and that's okay. Celebrate the small wins, moments of laughter, a shared hug, a quiet evening side by side. These are the threads that reweave connection. If things feel stuck, remember, there is help. A sex therapist or counselor can provide safe, practical support for the emotional and physical shifts that follow cancer. Most of all, remember, intimacy doesn't have to follow old rules to be meaningful. With compassion, creativity, and care, you and your partner can rediscover closeness in ways that feel right for you, one moment at a time.